Revi, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kain benoit Slavchad Dovrois. The daughters of Slavchad speak properly. They are correct in what they said, that if there are no sons, then the daughters should receive the inheritance. And Rashi tells us, praised is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to his words. So too, praised are the benoit Slavchad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with them. And the benoit Slavchad saw better than Moshe, because they saw the halacha which Moshe did not see. Nosoin titein lohem, give you shall give to them achuzas nachlo, a possession of inheritance, b'soich achei avihem, among the brothers of their father, which means among the brothers of Tzlefchad, v'ha'avarto es nachlas avihem lohem, and you shall pass over the inheritance of their father to them. And we must understand exactly whose portion in Eretz Yisrael did the b'nai Tzlefchad receive. This will depend on a machloikis that we mentioned earlier. There is a machloikis if Eretz Yisrael was divided liyotze Mitzrayim to the ones who went out of Mitzrayim, or liboy ha'oretz to the ones who entered Eretz Yisrael. If we learn like the Manda Omar liyotze Mitzrayim, the pasuk is very good, because both Tzlefchad and his father Chefer were of the ones who went out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, both of them received a portion in Eretz Yisrael. The b'nai Tzlefchad were now going to receive two portions in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, their father Tzlefchad's portion, and secondly, a part of Chefer's portion. Since Chefer was not alive, his children divided his property. And since Tzlefchad was a son of Chefer, he has a take in part of Chefer's estate. And since Tzlefchad is not alive, his daughters would take his portion in Chefer's estate. So it comes out that the b'nai Tzlefchad took Tzlefchad's inheritance, and also part of Chefer's inheritance. And the pasuk reads very well according to this pshat, because it says a double lashon in the pasuk, nosoin titein, give you shall give. Why the double lashon? According to this pshat, it is very good, because it is referring to the two chalokim, the two portions which the b'nai Tzlefchad took. And the pasuk continues very well from there too. As the pasuk says, titein lohem, you shall give to them, achuzas nachlo, a possession of inheritance, b'soich achei avihem, among the brothers of their father. This is referring to the portion that they received from Chefer, because that portion they were to divide with Tzlefchad's brothers, and that's why it says, b'soich achei avihem, among the brothers of their father Tzlefchad. Then the pasuk continues with Tzlefchad's own portion, and that's why the pasuk says, v'havarto es nachalas avihem, and then you should pass over the inheritance of their father, which means Tzlefchad's own portion, lohen, to them. However, we must understand, according to the other Manda Omar, who says that Eretz Yisrael was divided leboya oretz to the ones who entered Eretz Yisrael, what portion would the b'nai Tzlefchad receive? Neither Tzlefchad nor his father Chefer were of the people that entered Eretz Yisrael. So which portion are the b'nai Tzlefchad receiving? The Gemara in Baba Basra Kuf Yud Ches answers, it was the portion of the grandsons of Chefer. Chefer had grandsons who were of the ones who entered Eretz Yisrael. They received the portion, and as we mentioned earlier, their portion would be inherited back to their grandfather Chefer, who was then merished back to his sons. So Tzlefchad, the son of Chefer, received the portion in this inheritance. And this is what the b'nai Tzlefchad received. According to this pshat, there was only one portion which the b'nai Tzlefchad received, and the lashon of nosoin titein is not answered in the pasuk. And the pasuk continues, Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemor, and to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, saying, the halachos of nachalo. Ish ki yomos, a man that will die, uven ein loy, and he does not have a son, ve'ha'avartem es nachalosoi levitoi, then you shall pass over his inheritance to his daughter. From this pasuk we see that a son is the first to inherit, and if there are no sons, then the daughter will inherit. Chazal tell us that it really goes a step further. Not only does a son come before a daughter, but even all children and grandchildren of that son come before a daughter to inherit. So if this son died, however he has a grandson or granddaughter, they will take the inheritance before the daughter. So when the pasuk says, Uven ein loy, and there are no sons, then the nachala goes to the daughter, it means there are no sons and no offspring from that son. Then it will go to the daughter. And the pasuk continues, v'im ein loy bas, and if he does not have a daughter, which means he does not have a daughter, nor does his daughter have any offspring, unesatem es nachalosi la'echov, then his inheritance goes to his brothers. If he does not have any brothers, then his inheritance goes to his father's brother. And if his father does not have any brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his relative Hakoriv Elov, that is close to him, from his father's family. It will go to the closest relative on his father's side, and he will inherit it. And this shall be to the Bnei Yisrael for a decree of justice, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. And although, according to the pshat in the pasuk, the order of Nachla would be son, then daughter, then brother, then father's brother, and then any relative hakorev elav mimishpachtoi, this is not how Chazal learned the pasuk, and they actually add different relatives in between the ones that are stated in the pasuk. And this is the order according to Chazal. First comes a son, then a daughter. After his daughter comes his father, and then his brothers. After his brothers come his sisters, and after his sisters comes his father's father. After his father's father come his father's brothers, and then his father's sisters. And after that, She'eroi HaKorev Elav Mimishpachas Aviv, any other relative from his family of his father. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Zayin, Kain benoit slavcha divorce. What does the word Kain mean? Kitagumoy, like Targum says, Yaus, properly. The daughters of slavcha spoke properly. Kach suva parshazu lefane bamorim. So was it written in this parsha in Shemayim that if there are no sons, then the daughter receives the nachalo. Magid, this comes to teach us, shero asa enon, the eyes of the benoit slavcha saw, mashalai roasa enon shal Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes did not see. Kain benoit slavcha divrois, yafa toivai, they were claiming correctly. Ashrei Odom, praised is the person, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Maidad Ludvarov, that Hashem agrees to his words. Nosoin titain, why does it say a double lashon? Shnei chalokim, because the benoit slavcha received two portions. Chelek avihem, the portion of their father slavcha, shehoya miyotzei Mitzrayim, who was one of the people who went out of Mitzrayim. Vechelkoi, and slavcha's portion im echov, together with his brothers, in the inheritance of Chefer. And the Mefarshe Rashi ask, over here Rashi seems to be going according to the Manda Omar, Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischalka Oretz, that Eretz Yisrael was divided according to the ones who went out of Mitzrayim. However, Rashi, earlier in Perik Chavav, Pasuk Nun Hei, explained, according to the Manda Omar, Liboy HaOretz, the ones who entered Eretz Yisrael were the ones who received the Chelek. Why does Rashi switch between the two Manda Omar? And in Sefer Shari Aharon, he answers that Rashi explains each pasuk according to the way the simple pshat of that pasuk would be. Since earlier the pasuk says lo eile, to these people, to these 601,730 people that were just counted, techolei ka'aretz, the land will be divided. So according to the pasuk pshat of that pasuk, it is mashma that the land was divided according to the baya aretz, the ones who would enter Eretz Yisrael. That's why over there Rashi explains the pasuk according to that man da Omar. However, in this pasuk, it says a double lashon, nosoin titain, which is mashma, that the bnei slavchad received two chalakim, the chelik of slavchad, and part of the chelik of chefer. And this fits better according to the Manda Omar, who says, liyotze Mitzrayim neschalka, that it was divided according to the ones that went out of Mitzrayim. That's why Rashi over here explains it according to that Manda Omar. Zok Rashi v'ha'avarta, Rashi is bothered why the pasuk starts off with a lashon of nesina, nosoin titain, and then switches over to a lashon of vahavarta, and you shall pass over. Zok Rashi lashon evrahu, it is an expression of anger. B'mi she'eino miniach ben liyorshai, somebody who does not leave over a son to inherit him. Like the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Tez Zayin Amad Aleph says, kol she'eino miniach ben liyorshai, anybody who does not leave over a son to inherit him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole olav evrah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with anger against him. And like the Yad Ramah explains, Hashem is angry with someone who did not make an effort to father a son. And since this parsha is discussing a person who only has daughters and not sons, therefore the pasuk says v'havarta, which is a lashon of evro, an expression of anger. Davaracher, Rashi says another pshat, al shem shabbas me'averes nachalo mishevet l'shevet, because when a daughter receives a portion in Eretz Yisrael, inevitably this piece of land can be passed over from one shevet to another. Shebno ubala yershinoisa, because her son and her husband inherit her. And therefore, if she is from one shevet and inherited a piece of property in that shevet, and then she marries her husband from another Shevet, her husband and her son are from this second Shevet. And if she dies, this piece of property that she received from this Shevet will now be passed on to her husband or her son's Shevet. That's why it says a Lashon of Veha'avarta, because the chelik that a woman receives has a chance to be passed on to another Shevet. And then Rashi is bothered, how can we say this pshat? How can we say that she can marry somebody out of her Shevet? Because the Pasuk says further on in Parshas Maaseh that women who stand to inherit land are commanded not to marry out of their Shevet, so that their land will not be transferred to another Shevet. So how can we say that the word Vahavarta is telling us that the land of a woman is passed from one Shevet to another if she is not allowed to marry somebody out of her Shevet? Zakrashi, Sheloitisav Nachlo, this Isser of marrying out of a Shevet in order that the Nachla should not be passed on to another Shevet, Lenitstava Ela Laosi Hadar Bulvad, it was only commanded to this generation, the generation of the Midbar. However, other generations may marry out of their Shevet, and therefore it makes sense to say Vahavarta because their land will be passed on to another Shevet. Zakrashi, Vechain Vahavartem es Nachalosei Lebitoi. We can make the same diuk from the words in the Pasuk Vahavartem es Nachalosei Lebitoi. Because, Bekulon, by all other people who inherit, who are merit says, Unesatem. Like it says later, Unesatem es Nachalosei Laechov. Unesatem es Nachalosei Laachei Ovid. However, Ubebas, concerning a daughter, who Omer, the Pasuk says, Vahavartem, a Lashon of Vahavartem. And we can say on this word too, the same shot we said earlier. Either the Lashon of Vahavartem is a Lashon of Evro, Hashem is angry when there are no sons, or Vahavartem is a Lashon of passing over because the land of a daughter will end up being passed over to another Shevet. Zakrashi l'she'erei ha'korev elov, and at the end it goes to a relative that is close to him, mimishpachtoi, and Rashi is bothered once it says l'she'erei ha'korev elov, why do we need the words mimishpachtoi? Ve'in mishpacha kruya ela mishpachas ho'av, because a family is not called a family, only the family of the father. And the Pasuk is telling us that if his father does not have any brothers, then this inheritance will go to his relative, ha'korev elov, which is closest to him, mimishpachtoi, from his father's family. And the Pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Alei, go up, el har ho'avorim hazeh, to the mountain ho'avorim hazeh, this mountain avorim. And the reason why it's called har ho'avorim is because when one wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, he passes this mountain in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. Ho'avorim, the mountain that is passed through in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. Ure'eyes ha'oretz, and see the land, asher nosati l'bnei Yisrael, that I have given the Bnei Yisrael. V'ro'isa oisa, and you will see it. V'ne'esavto el amecho, then you will be gathered into your nation, you will die. Gam ato, you too. Ka'asher nesav Aaron ochicha, just like Aaron your brother died. What is the comparison of Moshe's death to Aharon? Rashi brings down two pshatim. His first pshat is that it is referring to the manner of death. Since Moshe desired to have the same death as Aharon, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the way that Aharon died, so too you will die. Rashi's second pshat is that you will die for the same reason that Aharon died, because both of you did the same avera by not speaking to the rock and instead hitting the rock. Kasher nesav Aaron ochicha, just like Aaron your brother died because of this avera, so too you will die because of this avera. And the Pasuk now tells us the Avera which Moshe and Aharon did, Kasha Marisim Pi, because you rebelled against me, Bimidbar Tzin, in Midbar Tzin, Bimarivas Ho'eda, by the fight of the Eda, when they fought for water, Lehagdisheni Bamayim, you could have sanctified my name by this water, by speaking to the rock and not hitting the rock, Le'inehem, in front of their eyes, but you did not do that. Haim, they are Me Merivas Kodesh, the waters of the strife of Kodesh, Midbar Tzin, which was in Midbar Tzin. And Rashi explains two pshatim in the word Haim, they. Either they is referring to Moshe and Aharon. Haim, they, Moshe and Aharon, only did this Avera. However, they did not do any other Averas. According to Rashi's second pshat, Haim is referring to Klal Yisrael. Haim, Klal Yisrael, sinned with water many times. They sinned in Marah with water when they complained that the water was bitter. They sinned in Refidim with water when they complained that there was no water to drink, and they also sinned in Kadesh by the Mei Meriva, where they also complained because of the lack of water. Haim, they Klal Yisrael sinned many times with water. Zakrashi Pasuk Yud Beis, Alei El Har Ho'avorim, go up to the Mount of Avorim, And Rashi is bothered. Why was this parasha mentioned here right after the parasha of the Benoit Salafkan? What is the connection between these two parashias? Especially since the parasha about Moshe going up to the top of the mountain before he dies does not really belong over here. It belongs in Sefer Devarim. So why is this parasha placed close to the parasha of the Benoit Salafkan? Lama Nisvacha Lekan. Why is it placed adjacent to this parasha? Kivin Sha'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since Hashem said to Moshe, Noso in Titen Lohem, you shall give the Benoit Salafkan a chelek. Omar, Moshe said, Oisi Tziva Hamokoim Lahanchil. Hashem commanded me to be merish them their chelek, to give them their chelek. Shema Hutrag Zero. Maybe the decree was nullified, Veikonis La'oretz, and I will enter Eretz Yisrael and actually physically give them their chelek. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe, Gezeirosi b'mekoimo emedes, my decree is still in place, and this that I told you to give them a nachla, it just meant that you should command them that in the future they should receive a nachla. However, it does not mean that you will physically give them their portion in Eretz Yisrael. So the connection between the two parashiyos, according to this Pshat and Rashi, is when Moshe saw that he was supposed to give a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Salafkan, he thought that maybe the decree was nullified and he will be going into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the next parasha says that Hashem tells Moshe, go up to Har HaAvarim and you will only see the land, but you will not enter the land. My decree is still in place. And Rashi says, Davar Acher, another pshat, Kivin Shenichnas Moshe Lenachlas Bnei God of Bnei Ruven, once Moshe entered the land of Bnei God of Bnei Ruven, which was the land of Sichon V'Oig, which the Bnei God and Bnei Ruven will take later on, Sameach, he was happy. The Omar, and he said, Kimeduma, it seems to me, Shehutali Nidroi, that the vow about me was nullified, because I was able to come all the way to the land of Sichon V'Oig. Moshul, this can be compared, Lamelech, to a king, Shegozer al-Benoi, who decreed upon his son, Shelo Yikones lePesach Paltin Shaloi, that he should not enter the entrance of the palace. Nichnas Lashar, when the king entered the gate, V'hu Akhrov, he saw that his son was following him. Lechotzer, he entered the courtyard, V'hu Akhrov, and the son was still behind him. Letraklin, he entered the hallway, V'hu Akhrov, and the son was still behind him. Kivon Shebo Likones lekitoin, when the king wanted to enter the room, Omar Loi, he said to his son, Bini, my son, Mikan ve'elech, from here and on, Ata osu likones, you are prohibited to enter. So too with Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem allowed him to enter the land of Sichon Va'oig, but after that he told him, from here on in, you may not go any further. And that is why, after the Bnei Yisrael entered the land of Sichon Va'oig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here, go on top of the mountain, but you will not go any further, you will not enter the land. Zak Rashi, Kasher Nesav Aaron Ochicha, just like Aaron your brother died, Mikan, from here we see, Shenes Ave Moshe Lemisosa Shel Aharon, that Moshe desired the same death of Aharon. According to this Pshat in Rashi, Kasher Nesav Aaron Ochicha means that you will die in the same manner that your brother Aharon died. Davaracher, another Pshat, Einata Toiv Mimenu, you are not any better than him. Al Asher Lo Kidashtem, you too were not Mekadesh Shem Shemayim when you hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. According to this pshat, Kasher Nesav Aaron Ochicha means that you will die because of the same reason that Aaron died. Zok Rashi, Ha'im Kiddash Temoisi, however, if you would have been Mekadosh me and you would have made a Kiddush Hashem over there, Adayin Lo Higia Zmanchem Lehipoter, then it still would not have reached your time to leave this world. Zok Rashi, B'chol Mokim Shekosav Misasam, whenever we find the death of Moshe and Aharon, Kosav Surchonam, it always writes what their Avera was. It writes their death, and it writes the reason why they died. Lefisha nigzru gezera al dor hamidbar lomus ba midbar, since it was decreed upon the dor hamidbar to die in the midbar, ba'ovon sheloi he'eminu, because of the avera that they did not believe Hashem, that Eretz Yisrael was a good land, and therefore they did the avera of the meraglim. Lekach bikesh Moshe, therefore Moshe asked Hashem, sheyikosef sirchonoi, that every time his death is mentioned, the Torah should write what his avera was. Shalayomru, in order that people should not say, Afhu min amamrim hoya, that he too was part of the rebellious people in the Midbar, and he too was involved in the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. Therefore the Torah always tells us, no, his Avera was the Avera of the Mei Meriva. So Rashi, Moshul, this can be compared to L'shtei Noshim, to two women, Sheloikos beBezdin, who are getting Malkus in Bezdin. Achas Kilkala, one of them sinned by being Mizane. The Achas Ochla Page Shvias, and the other one sinned by eating unripe fruits of the seventh year, because only ripe fruit of the seventh year may be eaten. However, eating fruit before they are ready to be eaten is considered destroying them, and fruits with the Kedusha of Shvius may not be destroyed. So therefore, this woman was receiving Malkus. And the Gemara over there continues that the woman that was receiving Malkus because she ate Pagei Shvius asked Bezdin to announce the reason why she was receiving Malkus, in order that other people should not think that she was receiving Malkus for the same reason as the other woman who was Mezana. Zakrashi Afkan here too, the Cholmokam Shehizkir Misason, anytime it mentions the death of Moshe and Aharon, Hizkir Sir Chaynam, it mentions their Avera. Lahidia, to let it be known, Shelai Hoysobahem Elazu Bilvad, that the only Avera that they had with them was this Avera of the May Meriva. Zakrashi Haim May Merivas Kodesh, Haim Levadam, this was their only sin. Ein Bohem Ovoin Acher, they did not have any other sins. According to this pshat, Haim is referring to Moshe and Aharon. Haim, they, Moshe and Aharon, only had one sin. Davar Acher, Rashi tells us another pshat, Haim is referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sinned many times with water. Haim, Shehimru B'morah, they were the ones who rebelled in Morah that the water was bitter. Haim, Hayu, Shehimru B'yamsuf, they were the ones who rebelled by the waters of the Yamsuf, and some have the Girsa, instead of Yamsuf, Refidim, Haim Hayu Shehimru B'Refidim, they complained that there was no water in Refidim, Haim Atzmam Shehimru B'Midbar Tzin, they were the ones who rebelled by Midbar Tzin because of the lack of water. According to this pshat, Haim is referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were the ones who always complained about water. And the pasuk continues that after Moshe saw that he was not entering Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose a leader to replace him. And therefore, Vayedaber Moshe, Moshe spoke El Hashem to Hashem. Lamor saying, he asked Hashem for an answer, tell me if you are replacing me with another leader. Yifkod Hashem Elekei Ruches L'chol Basar. Hashem, who is the God of spirits of all flesh, should appoint Ish Alo Edo, a man over the assembly. And Rashi tells us, why is Hashem called Elekei Ruches L'chol Basar, the God of spirits of all flesh? It is because Moshe told Hashem, you are the Elekei HaRuchais L'chol Basar. You are the God who understands the different personalities of each person, and you know that each person has a different personality. Therefore, you must appoint a leader that can put up with each person's different personality. Asher Yetze Lefneim V'Asher Yovel Lefneim, a leader that will take them out to war and a leader that will bring them back. You shall not appoint a leader that will stay home and send his troops to fight alone, but rather a leader that will go out with them to war. V'asher yotzi'em v'asher yovi'em, a leader that will take them out and bring them in his schus, because schusim are necessary to take an army out to battle, because the worthiness of a leader instills a spirit of confidence in his troops. V'leisiyah adas Hashem, and Klal Yisrael should not be katsoin, like sheep, asher ein lohem roye, that do not have a shepherd. And Moshe thought at this point, that just like the Bnei Slavchad received an inheritance from their father, so too I should ask now that my children should inherit my position. And he asked Hashem that this leadership position should be given over to his children. And Hashem said, no, this position will be given over to Yehoshua ben Nun. Vayirma Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Kach lecha, take for yourself as Yehoshua ben Nun, Yehoshua ben Nun. And Rashi explains the word kach means to persuade. Persuade Yeshua to take this position by telling him, fortunate are you who are privileged to be the leader of the children of Hashem. Lecha means the one that you know, Yeshua ben Nun, the one that you examined and recognized. And he is Ish Asher Ruach Boy, a person who has the spirit in him, which means you ask that the leader should be somebody who can handle different personalities. Yeshua ben Nun is the right person for the job. Asher Ruach Boy, he can handle many different types of people. V'samachto es yodcha olav, and you shall place your hand on him. And Rashi tells us the words V'samachto es yodcha olav means that you should give a meturgamin to Yeshua, a spokesman, to enable him to speak publicly while you are still alive. Because if you do not give over some power to Yeshua in your lifetime, people will say that when Moshe was around, Yeshua was not able to do anything. And the purpose for this meturgamin was because in earlier times, a leader would deliver his lectures indirectly. He had a meturgamin, a spokesman, to whom he would quietly and briefly tell his ideas in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. And then the meturgamin would explain and elaborate on these ideas to the public. Giving Yeshua a meturgamin was therefore a sign of handing over authority to him. And the pasuk continues, "V'hamadata oisai lefnei Elazar HaKoyen, and you shall stand him, you shall stand Yehoshua before Elazar HaKoyen, v'lefnei kol ha'eda, and before the whole assembly, v'tzivisa oisai le'enehem, and you shall command Yehoshua before them." Which means you should tell him that he is accepting this position on the condition that he knows that Klal Yisrael are difficult people, they are troublesome and uncooperative people. V'nosato mehotcha olav, and you shall place from your splendor onto Yehoshua, which means the karnei ha'hoid, the shine on your face which you received when you went up to Shamayim, this shine you shall give over to Yehoshua. However, you will not give the whole shine, because the pasuk says, mehoitcha, from your splendor, and not your whole splendor, because the face of Moshe was like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua was like the moon. L'ma'an yishmu'u kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, this is in order that all of Klal Yisrael will listen to Yehoshua, they will respect him and fear him. V'lefnei Elazar HaKoyen yamoid, and Yehoshua will stand before Elazar HaKoyen at times of war, v'sho'aloi, and he will ask Elazar the mishpat ha'urim lefnei Hashem, the judgment of the Urim before Hashem, he will ask him what to do. Al piv yetzu v'al piv yavoyu, through the words of Elazar they will go out, and through the words of Elazar they will come in. Hu Yehoshua v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy, and the whole b'nei Yisrael with him, v'chol ha'eda, and the whole Sanhedrin. And Hashem was telling Moshe now, although I cannot allow your children to become leaders, however your family will play a role. Since Yehoshua will not be able to go to war without asking your nephew, Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem oisoi, and Moshe did like Hashem commanded, vayikach es Yehoshua, and he took Yehoshua, which means he persuaded Yehoshua by telling him the reward that is in store for the leaders of Klal Yisrael, le'osid lovoi. Vayamideu lefnei Elazar HaKoyen v'lefnei kol ha'eda, and he stood him up before Elazar HaKoyen and before the whole assembly. Vayismoich es yodav olav, and he placed both hands on Yehoshua. This was more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked from him, because earlier it says, v'samachto es yodcho, you shall place one hand on Yehoshua. And over here, Moshe placed both hands over Yehoshua, as if to say that he was giving over the leadership to him, v'ayin yofa, and with tremendous generosity. Vayitzavehu, and he commanded Yehoshua to keep in mind that this nation is a difficult nation. And then, kasher diba Hashem biyad Moshe, like Hashem said, biyad Moshe, Moshe gave over to Yehoshua the karnei ahoid, the splendor which was on his face. Zok Rashi posuk tesvov. Vayidaver Moshe el Hashem. Zok Rashi lohidia, to let it be known, shvochon shel tzadikim, the praise of tzadikim. Shekish eneftarin min ha'olam, when they leave the world, menichin tzarchon, they put aside their own concerns, va'oiskim b'tzarchei tzibur, and they are busy with the concerns of the tzibur. Moshe's first concern upon hearing that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael was that someone should take his place. Zok Rashi lemor, Omaloi, Moshe said to Hashem, Hashiveni, answer me, imato memano lehem parnes, if you will appoint for them a leader, imlav or not. V'ayin b'Rashi parshas b'haloischo, perik yud beis, posuk yud gimel, Rashi divrei hamascha lemor, where Rashi lists four instances that Moshe asks Hashem to let him know if he will fulfill his requests or not. Zok Rashi Yifkur Hashem, Hashem should appoint, Kivon Sheshama Moshe. Once Moshe heard She'amar Lai HaMokoim, then Hashem said, Tei Nachlas Slavchot Levnoisov, give the inheritance of Slavchot to his daughters. Omar, Moshe said, Higi Asha, it has reached the time, She'etfat Tzorchi, that I should claim my needs, which means I should think about my own family. Sheyirshu bonai eskdulasi, my children should inherit my high position. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Loikach also b'machshav lefonai, this is not what entered my mind. Kedai hu Yehoshua, Yehoshua is worthy, litel schar shimushai, to take reward for his service. Shalai mosh mitoicha oyal, because he did not move from the tent, he did not leave your side, he did not leave the tent of Torah. V'zehu sha'amar shloimoi, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, Noitzer te'eno, the one who watches the fig tree, Yoichal Pirya, should eat its fruit. And since he was always in the tent of Torah, and he kept a watch over his master, therefore Yehoshua should be honored. And the Mefarshim ask that this seems to be a contradiction to what Rashi said earlier in Pasuk Tesvav. Over there, Rashi said that when tzaddikim leave this world, they put aside their own concerns and are only busy with the concerns of the tzibur, of the congregation. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with the concerns of Klal Yisrael to find them a new leader. However, in this Rashi, he seems to be concerned with his own concerns because he wanted his own children to take his high position. So how do these two Rashis fit with each other? Nachlas Yaakov answers that Moshe's main concern was to find a leader for Klal Yisrael. His concerns were for the Tzibur. However, only as a secondary request did he ask that his children should fill this position. Therefore, we still can learn from here that tzaddikim, at the time of their death, are only busy with the needs of the congregation. Zot Rashi Elokei HaRuchos, Loma Nemar, why does it say Elokei HaRuchos, why is Hashem called the God of Spirits? Omar Lefonov, Moshe said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Goloi V'yodua, it is revealed and known Lefonecha before you, Daito Shel Kol Echad Ve'echad, the personalities of each and every individual. Ve'enon Doimin Zelozeh, they are not similar. Therefore, Menei Aleihem Manik, appoint over them a leader, Sheyei Soivel Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Daitoi, who will be able to put up with each person's unique personality. Zok Rashi Asher Yetzei Lefnehem, appoint a leader that will go out before them, Leikederech Malchei Ha'umois, not like the way of the kings of the nations, Sheyoshvim Bebateihem, who sit in their houses, U'meshalchin Es Chayeloseihem L'Mochamo, and send their armies out to war. Elo Kamoshe Asisi Ani, but rather do like I did, Shenelchamti B'Sichon Va'oig, where I personally fought with Sichon Va'oig, Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Al Tira Oisoi, Hashem told Moshe, do not fear Oig, which has a mashmois that Moshe was actually involved in the battle. Ukederach she'osa Yehoshua, and also like Yehoshua will do in the future, Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayelech Yehoshua Elov, and Yehoshua went to him, Vayomer Loi, and he said to him, Halonu Ato, are you on our side, im l'tzarenu, or on our enemy's side? So we see Yehoshua was in very close contact with the enemy. V'chein b'David hu oimer, and so it says by David HaMelech, ki hu yoytzei uvo lefneihem, he went out and came in before them. Yoytzei b'roish, he went out to war in the lead, v'nichnes b'roish, and he returned and came back in the lead. Zot Rashi v'asher yoytzeim, Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk says again, asher yoytzeim, after he says asher yoytzei lefneihem. Therefore Rashi learned, he will leave them out b'schuyosav, through his merits, v'asher yivieim, and who will bring them back in b'schuyosav, through his merits. Davar acher v'asher yivieim, Rashi says another pshat in the words v'asher yivieim, shloi sase loi, it should not happen to this leader, kederach shata oisali, the way what you have done to me. She'eni machnisim la'oretz, I will not bring them into Eretz Yisrael. However, this leader should be asher yivieim, a leader that will bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi kachlecho, kochenu bidvarim, persuade Yehoshua. Ashrecho, say to him, fortunate are you, shezochisa lahanek bonu shel mokoim, that you are privileged to lead the children of Hashem. Lecho, eshebodek lecho, the one you examined, ezesha atam makir, the one which you recognize. Asheruach bai, who has a spirit in him. Kasha sha'alto, just like you asked, sheyucha lahalich keneged rucha shel kol echad ve'echad, that the leader should be somebody who can handle all different types of personalities. And Yehoshua fits this mold. V'samachta es yodcha olov, and you shall place your hands on him. Tein loy miturgumen sheyidrash b'chayecho. Give him a spokesman in order that Yehoshua will be able to lecture publicly during your lifetime. Shelo yomru olov, in order that people should not say about Yehoshua, lehoyeloi lehorim roish b'mei Moshe, he was not able to even pick up his head during the lifetime of Moshe. Therefore, while you are alive, allow him to lecture publicly. Zok Rashi v'tzivisa oisoi, and you shall command Yehoshua al Yisrael concerning Klal Yisrael, and tell Yehoshua, da you should know, shetarchonim heim, that this nation is a troublesome nation. Sarvonim heim, they are an uncooperative nation. Amanash shetekabel olov, you are put in charge of them with the understanding that you accept upon yourself that they have a difficult nature. Zok Rashi v'nosato mehoitcha olov, you shall give from your splendor unto Yehoshua. Ze kirun arponim, this was the shine on Moshe's face which he gave over to Yehoshua. Mehoitcha, from your splendor. V'lekol hoitcha, not the complete splendor that you have. Nimtzenu lemedim, from here we learn, p'nei Moshe kachamo, the face of Moshe shone like the sun, p'nei Yehoshua kalavono, and the face of Yehoshua like the moon. L'ma'an yishmu kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, in order that all of the b'nei Yisrael will hear, sheyu noyagin by kavod, they should treat Yehoshua with honor, v'yira, and with fear. Kederach shenoyagin b'cho, the way that they respect you. Zok Rashi, v'lufnei Elazar HaKohen yamoid, Yehoshua will stand before Elazar HaKohen. Harei she'elosecho she'sho'alto, here you have the granting of your request, for which you have asked. She'ein ha'kovod zoz mi beis avicho, that the honor will not move from your father's house. She'af Yehoshua yehitzorech la'Elazar, because even Yehoshua will have to come on to your nephew Elazar. B'shua aloi, and Yehoshua will ask Elazar, kishitztarech lotzeis l'machamo, when he will need to go to war. Al piv shel Elazar, through the mouth of Elazar, they will go out to war and come back in, you Yehoshua, the Bnei Yisrael, v'chol ha'edah, and the Sanhedrin. So Rashi, vayikach es Yehoshua, and Moshe took Yehoshua, lokhoi bidvarim, he persuaded him, vahidiyoi, and he let him know, matan schar, the reward, parnasei Yisrael, olam haba, of the leaders of Klal Yisrael in the next world. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to persuade Yehoshua by telling him, praised are you, that you are privileged to be the leader of the children of Hashem, like Rashi said in Pasuk Yud Ches, so why over here does Rashi tell us that he told him something else? He told him the reward of the leaders of Klal Yisrael Olam Haba. The Mepharshim explained, since the pasuk over here says Vayas Moshe Kasher Tziva Hashem Oisai, and Moshe did everything that Hashem commanded, so why does it have to say then Vayikach Es Yehoshua, that he took Yehoshua? L'chora, this is included in the statement that Moshe did everything that Hashem said. It must be that Vayikach Es Yehoshua is telling us that he did an extra persuasion. He said something even more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he added on by telling him the reward that the leaders of Klal Yisrael will receive in Olam Haba. Zok Rashi, Vayismoich Es Yodov, and Moshe leaned both hands on Yehoshua, Va'ayin Yofa, with a good eye, with generosity. Yosef v'Yosef mimach shenitzdave, much more than Hashem commanded him. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu amar loy v'somachto es yodcho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you shall place one hand on Yehoshua. V'hu osa b'shtei yodov, and Moshe did it with two hands. V'osoi, and he made Yehoshua kikli, like a vessel, mole v'godesh, which is full and overflowing. U'meloi chochmosei ba'ayin yofa, and he filled him up with wisdom, with a good eye. And he also did kasher dibar Hashem, like Hashem spoke, af le'inyin ha'hoid, this means he also did what was concerning his splendor, because nosan mehoidei olav, he gave from his splendor unto Yehoshua.